Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're just being physical with each other, really. Just buffing each other while we're going through plays, holding each other, grabbing. Yeah, just in practice, just trying to be physical with one another. Yeah, we just got to translate that into the game on Saturday and for the rest of the series.
Darius Garland, Cavs point guard. That's kind of one of the guys we haven't really talked about going into this game. Him talking about the team preparing for physicality in the playoffs. And what the Cavs have kind of done to do that. Like I said, I would like to see, it's more about how do you handle physicality than trying to play out of type. And that's the Cavs. I don't want to say they're a finesse team, but I don't know the way as they're currently constructed. I don't know they'll ever be a physical team with two, not limited, but one more limited offensive player at center and another player that's kind of still growing as an offensive player. So two rim-running bigs and then two undersized guards. I don't know they'll ever be physical as currently constructed. Mm-hmm. But it's more about how do you handle that physicality. We do have Daryl Ryder of 92.3 The Fan fame. We'll talk with him about the Cavs series. We'll also get his thoughts on the Browns coming up. But I asked you whether Cavs have to have a statement in this game. In terms of Darius, where do we start with the expectations for him? I know where we start the expectations for Donovan. I have my own expectations for Evan. Darius is the guy that I've thought about this a lot. I have no idea whether he will be capable himself of flipping the switch for the playoffs.
I honestly have no idea what to expect out of Darius. He's inconsistent. Like the one night he can go out there and he can give you 25. He can give you more than 25. Mm-hmm. But other nights he can go out there and give you 11,
yeah,
or less.
It's so funny though, like the thing you're talking about, it's really specific to this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was,
I feel like he was so much better last year.
He was so consistent. Now I do think it's a cumulative thing. Like the guy has just had the crap kicked out of him. But like if Darius isn't going to be one of the things I think really hurt him late in the season is. Whether it's a strength thing or whether it's a health thing or whether it's a mental thing because of how many times he's been hit in the face, I'll be honest, dude. Like one of his great strengths is his ability to finish at the rim, and that was taken away for the most part in the second half of the season since he came back from the injury. And you add that to the fact that clearly he was not consistent at the end of games. And his shooting was not as good overall. I mean, the three-point numbers haven't dipped that much, but like in terms of little things like being able to drive to the basket, I think that's something to watch for. I really think it's like, okay, does he go, knowing that it's more physical, knowing that you're taking shots to the dome during the regular season and getting the crap kicked out of you, like that's going to be tenfold now in the playoffs. Is that still a thing? Is it still in your head? Are you still reticent to go to the rim? Because if so, he kind of makes himself a less dimensional player, and that is something. It might not hurt you in this series, but it will hurt you in the playoffs if he can't find that Darius swagger, the thing that allows him to score on multiple levels.
Not only does he worry me a little bit in this series, and you bring up some good points there about the physicality, but Jared Allen scares me a little bit too.
I kind of think this is a perfect opportunity to like prove it.
Oh, I think he could too, but I think he was definitely shell shocked last year.
Yeah, like
he's the one. He got pushed around.
Let me just be. I don't want to hear about the lights being too bright this year, and for any game, let alone a game. Now we kind of started the show talking about this. I wanted to kind of get back to this. Is one game all it's going to take for you?
Yeah.
So they go out and no matter how they win. So we're going to throw style points out before we get to that. Is one game enough to get you fully on the Cavs bandwagon, believing that they'll do more than just win the series?
I mean, it'll give me definite optimism going into Monday. And I'll feel like Monday is going to be an easy win if they're able to win on Saturday. But things can turn around. You know, I mean, you still got to go to Orlando. They're tough at home. I don't know. I do think that Cleveland fans, and we'll be downtown on Monday, if they win Saturday convincingly. Hell, even if they just win the game, it's going to feel really good.
I think style points would go a long way.
Yeah.
I think getting a 20-point win where Donovan looks like MVP Donovan and Evan holds down the fort on Paolo Banchero, like, I think that is enough. A comfortable win and a dominant performance by Donovan offensively and dominant defensive performance by Evan, that's the kind of thing that will make it more than just win, more than just one win. Let's be honest, they should win. But, like, I know we're all a little, okay, you know. I mean, I've listened to plenty of the NBA podcasts. Zach Lowe was like, oh, yeah, the Magic can absolutely win this series. He's right, by the way. If the Cavs show up with the same energy, effort, focus, mentality of last year, the Magic can absolutely catch them if they're not playing good basketball. The Cavs can also win this series with a B-plus or A-minus effort. When I say effort, I mean like play. I mean, you need to have A-plus effort in the playoffs. But in terms of the way they play, over seven games or over five games, six, whatever it is, they really only need a B-plus kind of level of game from themselves to beat this Magic team. Mm-hmm. That's how much better I think the Cavs are than the Magic. Weighting things like who's your best player, the playoff experience thing, and even some of the different intricacies of the matchup. But you play a C-plus game, and this thing's going seven.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You play anything less than that.
Boy, Nick, I really do hope it's a five-game series.
I see the advantage of, I'm kind of fascinated about where the Cavs are and how much basketball they need to get in a great rhythm. I think some of the second half concerns were, it wasn't just injuries, it was confidence. It was confidence mixed with, at times, weird overconfidence in other games. Like where they just got really confident that they were going to win a game and then it kind of got snatched from them. I don't know that a full series is enough. They're in a weird position where just get through this series because you need to get healthy. And they're also at the spot of like, man, a seven-game series might help you get more ready for Boston than a five-game series. Assuming you're healthy, because more basketball together and being able to deal with the grind of a seven-game series, that's the kind of thing that could unite you, and maybe all of a sudden you're playing good basketball going into the Celtics series.
I completely disagree with you.
On what?
What you just said.
Which part?
You think if they go seven games, it's going to help the team. I completely disagree. Vehemently, Nick.
Well, no.
No, I do, because I think that this team is talented, but also have been banged up, especially late in the season. And the more rest we can get, more so for number 45, that's Donovan Mitchell, the better. I don't need him going seven games in this series. I need him as fresh and rested. And all these dudes, you're going to need every swing and you know what for a series against Boston.
Usually. And by the way, the health thing is totally valid. That is the push and pull of this. Usually, I just want to get through a series as quick as humanly possible. What I think complicates it, and I think it's a complication, not a certainty. What I think what complicates it is you just haven't played a lot of basketball together. That's more where it is. Like seven games together versus five games together going to the Boston series. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know that five games is enough to play with synergy, to get momentum. And when I say momentum, I'm talking about how you play, not necessarily from game to game. We know that that doesn't necessarily exist. But maybe that momentum and confidence that you need to be able to go out and give Boston your best effort. And I'll be honest, I don't know seven games is enough. I don't know if there's enough time to build the kind of momentum you need to. And that's not a cynicism thing. It's a legit I don't know. But I think it's something that's very interesting going into this series. Let's go with Daryl. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
What's going on, man?
Not much, buddy. What you got?
You know, when it comes to a statement game, I'm thinking a little bit different. As far as a statement game, I would rather see them come out, play a complete game as a team, not lean heavily on Donovan, maybe Jared finishes with 15 and 10, Donovan 20 and whatever, and then maybe get a good 16 out of Darius. I just want to see him go out and play a complete game, face a little bit of adversity, adjust to the adversity, and take the game. You know, you can go out and blow out anybody on any given night, but if we can go out as a unit and show that we're ready for this and we're able to play and we're ready to play as a unit, I think that's more of a statement. That's the statement I want to see.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Go Cavs.
All right.
Daryl giving us a call there.
Couldn't give us a go Cavs back? I think he's all right.
I think he's just hanging out. I think he's got the all car right. dinging in the background.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.